आज आपकी मुलाकात करवाती हूँ शेफ़ सारा टॉट के साथ। सारा टॉट सबसे पहले ऑस्ट्रेलिया में मास्टर शेफ़ सीरीज़ में दिखाई दी थी, ये बात है 2014 के। मास्टर शेफ़ के इस शो में उन्होंने बनाई आलू गोभी और इसके बाद में 7 साल वो भारत में रहीं। भारत में जाकर उन्होंने भारतीय मसालों के प्रति पूरी जानकारी हासिल की और गोवा में अपना एक रेस्टोरेंट खोला। ऑस्ट्रेलियन टीवी पर वो एक बार फिर दिखाई दी थी 2016 में 6 भागों की श्रृंखला में, जिसका नाम था माय रेस्टोरेंट इन इंडिया। अब जैसा कि आप समझ ही गए होंगे, ऑस्ट्रेलियन है तो हिंदी तो वो नहीं बोल सकती। उनसे कुछ बातचीत की, भारत में उनका अनुभव क्या रहा उसके बारे में अपना अनुभव उन्होंने साझा किया और जानना चाहा कि वो भारत कैसे गईं। तो उन्होंने बताया कि उनका बेटा आधा ऑस्ट्रेलियन और आधा पंजाबी है।
So my son is half Indian, he's half Punjabi. I lived with his family for some time and it basically just blew my mind in terms of the flavors and, you know, the culture and everything around it. So I got very, very intrigued. So when I went into MasterChef, I actually made aloo gobi on the show, a fancy version of it. So when that episode aired in India, it just exploded. As you can imagine, everyone was interested in this Australian girl cooking aloo gobi on MasterChef Australia. So yeah, I just planned a trip after that to India to do some dinners and, you know, different masterclasses and things. And the minute I landed into India, I was obsessed. I loved the people, the culture, you know, the way people love food. And I just was determined to stay more and do more in India. So I ended up opening a restaurant in Goa. It was basically the start of my journey. And when I was writing the menu for Goa, I realized that I was missing out on so much flavor. So I took the time, I traveled around India for a month and explored the different cuisines across India, the different flavors, and I really fell in love with spices. So spices is my thing now. I mean, I've been everywhere from all the way up in the north to Kashmir and Nagaland and Assam to, you know, all the way down south to Kerala and everywhere. I wanted to understand the cuisine from the different regions, just to see the difference in cuisine from north to south and east and west was really fascinating for me.
और ये पूछने पर कि इतने सारे मसालों के बारे में जब उन्होंने जानकारी इकट्ठी कर ली तो क्या कुछ उन्होंने नया पाया, और उस नए पाने में था अमचूर पाउडर।
Yeah, I mean a lot of spices really intrigued me from, you know, things like mace and, you know, the outside of the spices to something as simple as mango powder. You know, I know it's such a beautiful flavor, the tanginess and the sweetness that comes from that mango powder. And yeah, I've never seen that before. So, yeah, just the uses of the combinations of spices, and that was something that was really intriguing for me.
अब ये तो हम सभी जानते हैं कि हमारे मसालों की खुशबू अलग होती है और उनका स्वास्थ्य में कितना महत्व है, उसका असर क्या होता है, इसके बारे में भी हम सब जानते ही हैं, तो इसी पर वो बताती हैं।
To understand that you can elevate a dish so much with the balance of spices. The thing is as well, and I'm a person who lives to, you know, nourish my body, and that comes from, you know, 10 years ago I used to model, so I was all about giving myself energy, healing, you know, nutrients. So for me, knowing that adding these high quality spices into your diet can really be anti-inflammatory, you know, they can soothe the stomach. If you're having an upset stomach, knowing which, you know, spices to add in will actually soothe the stomach, and you know, even down to a chai tea. So, you know, the masala in the masala chai is just so soothing for the body, and it's something that I like to have on the brew. I wanted to just make it so that, yes, they are ground fresh and it gets to people quite quickly, and they still have those same, you know, highest properties and qualities in the spices as well. So I'm a firm believer of nourishing the body, and spices definitely do that.
अच्छा, सारा का कहना है कि मसालों को खुद पीसना चाहिए, मिक्सी वगैरह में नहीं पीसना चाहिए, क्योंकि मिक्सी में पीसने से तापमान काफ़ी बढ़ जाता है और जिससे मसालों के जो पौष्टिक तत्व हैं वो नष्ट हो जाते हैं।
Yeah, so it's so important that spices are hand ground because the way that it is pounded, it actually releases the natural oils in the spices without overheating them. So when you're using a machine grinding machine, it's there's so much friction and it speeds up so much that it actually heats the spices, it slices them rather than pounding them. So it actually can damage the spices quite a lot. So the way that all hand ground, so the fact that it's releasing all those natural oils, and with a lot of tempering of spices, some of them need to be tempered, some of them don't, depending on the blend that you're making. So it's really important not to use a machine cutting of the spices. It just doesn't have the same quality.
That's how the old Indian way is, and I'm sure this is what you learned most.
Absolutely. Yeah. So important. And it makes a huge difference.
Thank you. Thanks, Sarah.
Amazing. Thank you.
SBS Radio से डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद. हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने? इसके लिए sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं.